Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening this holiday season, this Christmas season. I don't know why I said holiday season. I hate when that. It's Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays. My name is Matt Williams. Thanks for listening, sharing the show with a friend. That is the best Christmas present you can give me. This show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, gift the membership to somebody for a last-minute Christmas gift, and you will be blessed, they will be blessed, and we'll be blessed. It's just a win-win-win. It's great. There's very few things in life that are a triple win, and that is one of them. So go over to crosspolitic.com. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me at How to Build a Tent on the social media sites. You can watch the show live-streamed every weekday at noon. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you. Love getting show suggestions. Anything you want me to talk about coming up in this new year, I'd love to hear from you. I love hearing about what's going on in your lives, any questions, advice, all that good stuff. So please reach out to me. Love to hear from you. I love getting to know you guys as you guys get to know me. All right, so a little bit of housekeeping before we jump into talking about lending some more with small businesses. I just want to let you know the next 2 weeks I'm going to be taking off. So instead of having new shows, we are going to do the top 20 for the next 2 weeks of the most popular shows based on iTunes. They have a really great formula that determines what have been the most popular shows, which is going to give you a chance to catch up. We've done like 80 shows this year. Man, time has flown by. I can't believe we've done that many that we've been around. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. Without you, this would not be a show. So thank you for that. So that's what we're going to be doing the next 2 weeks. Then we will take the New Year's Day off and come back on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of the new year, full steam ahead, fully rested, fully charged up to take hold of what God has for us in this coming year. I'm really excited. I love the new year because it gives us a chance to just refresh our perspective, our outlook, and reevaluate where we are, not just with New Year's resolutions, but putting practical goals in place that we can achieve, that we can monitor, just like we talked about in that past episode about setting goals and how important that is, to reestablishing a vision for our lives and what God has for us. That is so important because we need to fit everything that we're doing under the calling that God and under the vision that God has given us in our life. So that's going to be the plan for the rest of the year. So have a Merry Christmas and hope that you guys have a great time with your family, that you're refreshed, and that you are ready to start the new year to be successful and to step into what God has for you. All right, so with that positive note, we're going to go into a negative note and we're going to talk about some things based on this story I heard about in New York. And what the story is basically happening is there are these payday loan companies that charge an exorbitant amount of interest for a cash advance. So you go get some money and then you pay them back with your paycheck. Or I'm sure there's different business models and different ways they do that, but that's been what's happening. And there's been a significant rise because there's this document that they are seen recorded in the county recorders, and you do that. So legal documents get recorded for legal purposes. If you ever have to reference them, that makes them legal. And there's this certificate that these small businesses are signing when they're getting these advances for their paydays. Maybe they're a sole proprietor, they're their own company. I mean, they're just their one-man shop. They're a plumber, they're an independent, they're a independent contractor kind of a thing. And they're getting these payday advances, and then they're not paying them for whatever reason. And part of the contract they're signing with the payday loan company is a waiver where they don't have, they can't go to court, they can't challenge the company that is taking their money. And so they'll go, the company will go in and take their money from their account, they'll take their money from future paychecks, future earnings, and they have no recourse because they're signing basically all their rights away to fight any dispute that the company has with you. So these payday loan companies, for better or worse, are loaning money to you. And then if you don't pay, if you're late one day, they're going in and taking your money from your account. And this is a really big deal because, you know, A lot of this is just exorbitant amount of fees. This isn't a smart way. Like I've talked about before, you shouldn't be borrowing money for your company, for your business, if your company's failing. If you're, the only times you should be borrowing money is if you know that sales are going to be coming through, if you're investing in capital where you know that there's going to be a return on investment of this money. It's not, you should never be borrowing money for survival. And there, so there's a few things that I want to talk about that we've talked about in past shows that just make those points more relevant. And the first thing that I want to drive home to you, and I know it's a boring topic, the show didn't do the best as all other shows, but it's so important in business, in life, in anything, is to read the contracts. Read every contract you sign, the terms of service, the agreement, especially when money is involved. You have to read your contracts. You have to know what you're signing, because those are legally binding contracts that you're entering into with another company. You need to know what you are signing away, what rights you're giving up. And it's not just you're giving up your rights in this case where you can't go to court, but it could be you're giving up the advantage if there ever is a dispute, where the dispute's going to take place, where the court, what court in California, is it going to be in Idaho, is it going to be in Florida, is it going to be in Texas? Like, are you going to have to travel for a 3-month court battle? Like, these are the things that are in contracts, and there are things that you really need to consider. Is it worth entering this contract with these deals? I guarantee that these people did not know that they were signing away their right to take the lender to court for a dispute. I guarantee it, because there's no way you would sign that. But we're seeing this, and there's a graph showing this astronomical rise in these documents getting recorded, which means these contracts are getting recorded so that they can be taken to court and they can be taken to taken all their money from their savings account from future earnings. And it's just not worth it. So please read your contracts. The second point I wanted to drive home, and this is a bounce off of, or this is in addition to what we were talking about before, about how Christians needs or can start their own credit unions. They can start their own banks and get away from the FDIC. But also the great need there is for fair lending and the ability for Christians to step into this space where you don't charge 400%, but you can still make a good return and do ministry at the same time. Like, how awesome would it be if instead, when a person needs a loan or needs help, needs financial help where they would be better off not to get a loan and just to get some help, can go to a church ministry or go to a business that is having their best interest in mind and not just taking them for all that they're worth, but then could go and they can go through the options and work with people at the bank, at the credit union, and go through all of their options. And if there is a case where they need to lend money, then they can lend money in a fair way, and in a way where they're not going to be losing their future earnings for the, you know, unduly, and they're entering in these high risk loans where that's not even the case. And I bet that Christians could find a niche in this industry where you are building relationships with the people, and it's not just that, oh, it's a check cashing place, a cash advance place, but you are building relationships and you're working with them through their finances, you're plugging them into ministry. I bet the default rate and the risk of those loans are a lot less than someone who's just going to a check cashing place and there's no relationship there. Because there's two parts of an interest rate. One is the cost of the money, and two is the risk that is being taken on. Now, these loans are super risky, and that's why the interest rate is higher, and that's why it is important for you to have good credit, to have a good track record, because it's going to lower the interest rate you have to pay because you're going to be less risky. It's the same for businesses. It's the same for countries, which is why our, you know, $20 trillion debt or whatever it is such a big deal, because the more debt we have, the more risky it becomes, sent so to a business and our personal lives. So where was I? All right. So that is, so the two parts of an interest rate is, one, the cost of the money to loan, and then two, the risk that you perceive. So if there was these credit unions that were connected for their members, for people that are in the church, and you could work with them and you have a relationship with them, the likelihood that they're going to pay back those loans because they're in community, because they have relationships with the people of the bank, and it's not just some you know, logo, but it's actual people that they fellowship with, I bet the default rate would be much lower, which means the risk would be much lower. And then they would be better off and the bank would be better off because they are able to make more loans because they're going to be more competitive than these check cashing places. And then there could be a relationship involved with that as well. So that is another great opportunity for ministry from doing something like that. So if you have connections with maybe a denomination, maybe a group of churches, association who has money, we could start putting that to use by forming these entities. Churches have their money in normal banks anyways. They have them in Chase. They have them in JP Morgan. They have them in Wells Fargo, and their money's sitting there, and those banks are using that money to make the loans. Why not put that money and sit it in a Christian credit union or a Christian bank where those entities can do ministry as well? It's no different. The risk is the same for the churches. They're not being more risky with their money, but they're putting their money in a place where the entities are still insured, just, you know, through an insurance company or through the FDIC. And then they can use that money for ministry for the kingdom of God. So if you have any influence with church, maybe you are a treasurer at a church or you manage the accounting, consider that. Consider putting your money in a Christian entity where they can start doing things and help people that are at risk, like these people that are being taken advantage of. So, but going back to it, please read contracts. Contracts are so important in your private life and your business life. There are so many things that can go into a contract that you wouldn't think were there that can be harmful to you, can be hurtful for you, and have an unfair advantage to you. So listen to that show that we had on contracts. If you are entering into an agreement with another entity, get a lawyer to review it. Lawyers can charge as much money as they charge because they are worth it. And it never seems like it. They seem like it's really expensive. But let me tell you, when you have a good lawyer and you are going up against a bad lawyer, it's the best feeling in the world. When you have a bad lawyer and you're going up against a team or a good lawyer, you feel terrible, you feel helpless, and you realize that you definitely get what you pay for. All right, so with that, we hope you had a great New Year. We hope you had a great Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you next year. All right, God bless.